What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, Black and White Sports supporters, let's talk about Caitlin Clark. That's right. The game, the first game in her WNBA career is quickly approaching this Friday. That's right. If you ever in a million years told me I might tune in for even a millisecond of a WNBA game, much less a preseason game, I would have said, go jump off a bridge. It's never, and I do mean ever, going to happen. It's happening this Friday. I'm gonna tune in to a WNBA game. I'm going to subject myself to that. I think it's coming on ESPN and for Caitlin Clark's debut, because, yeah, I want to see it. I'm not going to lie to you. I find it interesting. I find it interesting all the drama going on around her WNBA career starting, some of the hate that she's getting, and just the sheer hilariousness that this league has largely been asleep at the wheel, and then she comes in and all hell breaks loose. I think that's very interesting. So you can see that headline right there. I'm not going to read the article, but the tickets are sold out for that Dallas Wings game against the Fever. That's Caitlin Clark's debut right there. I guess it's on ESPN. I'm not real sure. They're saying WNBA schedule. Anyway, I'll probably try to find out exactly where that's on and mention it in a video. Now, Caitlin Clark's making some comments about her training camp and how this feels. And I'm going to tell you, man, if you are some of her opponents, you better start getting worried, because she's talking like somebody that realizes, look, the pro game is quicker, it's faster, and I love that. Ruh-roh. I mean, that's usually the adjustment point from, right, college to pros. In most sports, it's speed of game. And it's not going to bother her at all. It's not going to bother her at all. Caitlin Clark, welcome to the WNBA, continued Sunday with the Indiana Fever opening training camp, and the NCAA's all-time leading scorer is already noticing how much different the pros are compared to college. Quote, it's definitely different, but that's what you expect when you start a new chapter in your life, Clark said. It's a fast shot clock, but I think all of you know that's how I like to play. Ruh-roh. So I think it suits my game pretty well. It's fast-paced, a lot faster than college, and you've got to learn quicker because you've got to get your mind on Friday. She's already thinking about that first game. Clark's speed, which was seen in abundance during her time playing for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and her other outstanding attributes on the court are something her teammates are already thinking about playing with. Quote, Caitlin has a different eye for the game. Aaliyah Boston, the number one overall pick of the 2023 WNBA draft, said, you're able to see how well she passes and how well she shoots it. You see her communicating. You see the way she can find you. I mean, her passes are tremendous. I'm like, okay, I'll get a touch. Just let me get down there, just because of how she passes. Getting acclimated to any league takes time for rookies, even those that are good, as Clark was at the collegiate level. She fully expects to need work through some things before feeling comfortable with her new team. But now that the fanfare of the Fever picking her is over and basketball is starting, she's ready to make the learning curve as short as possible. Quote, I think that's what I am most excited about. Getting all that other amazing stuff out of the way, the other stuff out of the way, Clark said, the draft was amazing. New York City was amazing. L.A. was amazing. But I was excited to get here and get back to playing basketball, you know, doing my job. I got to tell you, man, she is talking like we talked about the other day. She sounds a lot like Jordan. She sounds a lot like Tom Brady. And some of that stuff, you know, I love the game. Let's get in there, play as a team, win, win, win. That's what you, I want to get in there and do my job. I love that. That's the kind of thing that's the kind of talk I like to hear from athletes, whereas so many athletes are talking about their brands now. Oh boy. Okay. You're a person, not a brand. All focus when Clark takes the court will be on her ability to shoot the ball from virtually anywhere, but head coach Christy Sides loves another part of her game that strikes fear into opponents. Quote, her ability to space the floor for us is just incredible, Sides explains after running practice where Clark was running with starters. We're going to have five players on the court that can shoot it, but her passing ability, you saw some of the passes she made. I'm more mad at how many missed layups we had. I think we're just not used to having those and someone who can make those passes. So she's making plays already, like in practice, that they're not even ready for. You know, I mean, they haven't had that sort of level around them. So the whole team's having to acclimate. That's good, right? She's going to acclimate, have to raise up. She's going to raise her teammates and make them better. Yeah, again, that's another thing you saw a lot of athletes, like, for example, a Tom Brady do. How many mid receivers over the year did Tom Brady turn into stars? Yeah, he certainly helped, you know, right? Everybody sees that, raises their level of play. The whole team's like, whoa, I gotta focus up right quick. Because if I don't, I'm going to get embarrassed out here around this person that is up here. Everybody else is now trying to go up here where this person is. So this is going to be interesting. This Friday, I've got to admit, kind of looking forward to seeing what this looks like. I can't believe I'm going to say that. I certainly am looking forward to the ratings on a preseason WNBA game. I mean, think about this. A million viewers would be like a win here for the WNBA. I kid you not. Just a million viewers would be a win. If this messes around and a preseason game gets 1.5 million or 2 million viewers, it's going to be like, whoa, what has happened here? You know, that's going to be a story in itself, is going to be the ratings in the attendance and the ratings compared to other WNBA games that are going on same season without her involved, and how shockingly different that is going to look, and the attendance between the two, how that's going to look. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Tell me what you think. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.